evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than not meeting your goals. The number to call in is 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. Or if you are listening to one of our awesome internet affiliates, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com. Go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Pip. Joe will be here momentarily. We have a jam-packed show tonight. We're going to check in with Ann Jackson, see what she's up to after telling a victim all about reload scams, while ironically continuing to be fooled by scammers in the middle of a reload scam. We're going to check in with that. We're also going to be talking about Facebook etiquette, because I've been annoyed, and we know what happens when I get annoyed. I must share.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes. yes.
I'm scared, kids.
You
help me.
Facebook is also getting sued. We'll talk about that. Play a game of Bitter on Twitter. We'll talk about something disgusting that one woman put in her roommate's food. And we'll see what nasty things we've done to roommates or people in our lives. I'm sure we'll have some disgusting things. Joe has...
Really, what the hell what is going on?
I don't know why that's doing that.
Hey, it's your alarm. It says it's time to put on a show.
Christ. Well, we need that to work later on. I don't know what that's
Mr. Helix does that. He puts in alarms on his phone, and they'll go off while we're at something. And he goes, oh, it's time to go to the concert. And I'm like...
I don't know what that was about.
Dude, wouldn't you set that for like an hour ahead of time?
First, I will shut it down. Why is it even making a noise?
Garbage.
I don't know. Get the garbage.
What? It's telling you to take out the garbage?
No, I want to see what that was.
Oh.
Anyway. All right. So Joe's got an installment of Savage Medicine for us.
Yes.
And if there's time, we will answer some of your cyber questions to keep all our fans nice and safe. But
yeah.
I
said, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We try to do good things once in a while when I'm not saying awful things.
Yes. In between the awfulness.
There's a lot of awfulness, so there's room for in between. Just watching this. Okay.
What do you want?
I'm looking at my phone.
Oh, you're
instead of paying attention to the show.
I know you've become one of those teenagers. I'm right here. Talk to me.
Why do you make noise? I don't know why it does that.
Are you doing something new with it?
I'm using it for what it's supposed to do.
And it's alarming you.
Yeah, I don't want. Oh
no, he's gone pirate.
The wife must be consulted. Why does it make noise?
Why my phone's making?
I have it. I have it on volume off.
Yeah.
There's no reason for it to make noise.
Doing that, but do you have alarms off? Because mine has a whole bunch of things.
Yes, I have an alarm off.
And Tom says it means behave now, doesn't it?
I don't know. This is obviously something that my wife will have to handle during our first break.
Tom says, I was filling them in on how we were doing things later in the show, and Tom says, oh, that means I'll have to behave. No, it doesn't.
Oh, well, I'll explain that.
Yeah.
In the Den Pen, I guess you get breaking news.
Yeah,
dun,
just for the Densters.
Well, it pays to be early and in the pen. All right, but we do have some news. So we've been pursuing returning to terrestrial radio for at least a while. At least since the
that's
spring.
That's specific.
At least since the spring.
Yeah.
I think I got it up in my head where I said enough of this. And,
right.
And I was ready to take the next step with the show. I think that's pretty accurate.
By the way, before we go to terrestrial, I get to say things like, you just said you got it up.
You could still say that on terrestrial.
I don't know. Can I?
We'll find out.
Yeah, we will find out.
I see no reason not to.
We'll find out if we can or we can't.
That's great. We'll do it. Anyway, so we started. We'll do it until we're not allowed to.
It's right.
But whatever. So we started on terrestrial, which was fine.
Yes.
It was cool. But we left there for the greener pastures and guns and young women of the compound, which was nice, too.
Yes.
Well, I always want to return to terrestrial because I really think that's where you can make your impact in today's radio. But just to do it on one small station where we started was not really of interest. Now, if there was a major station in New York or California or someplace that was going to take the show, well, that would certainly be worth investigating.
Yeah, but just to give you an idea, the area where we are, when Joe and I drive here, we see signs like, corn maze and pumpkin picking.
It just means it's nice and good folk up here. That's all that means. Film off the area. It's lovely.
No, it is a lovely area, but that's the kind of area
it's
it is.
It's the type of area where little girls can be playing softball, and just a few feet away, bears can be milling about.
Oh, wow. That
didn't end the game, apparently. I guess people feel that bears won't cross the foul line. I don't know. Maybe bears are superstitious.
They don't like baseball.
I don't know. Well, the Cubs do. But yeah, they kept on playing. It's like, well, don't go in the woods. Well, okay, don't hit the ball there.
Really, don't hit it at the bears.
I just like the feeling that, well, you know what, the bears are a few feet away, but they're in the woods, and the little girls are in the dugout and on the field, so everything should be fine.
Wow.
I wasn't there.
Lisa says, oh my God, you've taken the wormhole to Canada. No, we're getting black bear in our area too, Lisa.
Racist. Anyway.
No,
Black bear lives matter.
Black bear lives do matter.
They do matter. I don't know why you have to make it a racial thing.
No, I didn't.
You kind of did.
Oh.
So a brown bear is half black, half white. Anyway, so I move on. So it's our first bear president. Anyway, I move on. So we've been talking to various syndicators.
Yep.
And there was varying degrees of interest. So I actually got a lot of positive feedback. A lot of people.
Which was nice.
Yeah, people actually dug what we do, which is good because we know, you know, the people that correspond with us regularly dig what we do, and we appreciate that. But the vast majority of radio listeners don't ever let you know what you're doing, how you're doing, if they're listening. They're just out there, and you kind of assume they're out there.
Right. You don't exactly, you know, hear the applause because they're in their car.
And
they should have their hands on the wheel.
They should, except Joe, who takes pictures while he's driving. I'm the quality control of the show, but I'm also the writer of the show, so I might be a bit biased. Just because I think it's a good show or this could be improving doesn't mean I'm right. But when people that do this for a living and have been doing this for a living and are star makers and have worked with some of the biggest people, you know, say positive things, yeah, all right, maybe we're doing something good.
I know, that is a good thing.
Absolutely. So,
I mean, we know the Den Pensters love us. You know, we know.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
They love us.
Yes.
But they're biased and they're all a little twisted.
They've been for the ride for a while, so they actually have an investment in the show.
They do, because
they have skin in the game.
Yeah.
Because everybody wants to be on the bandwagon before it takes off. Like, all the hardcore Met fans are, like, crowing now because that's their team. They've been there through the lean years.
Right.
It's the same with the Den Pen.
I totally understand that.
Sure.
Yeah, it's like finding a band and you're like, God, I hope they make it because they're so good.
Right.
And you're their big fan.
Right.
And you want everybody.
You guys in the pen, you're the big fan.
Yep. You individually.
Yeah. You're the one who we share a beer with after the set.
Some of us even fraternize with our fans.
You're the one who catches our drumsticks.
Hi, Joe's girl.
You're the one who catches our drumsticks when we throw them into the audience, and they go clank, 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 clank. You pick them up.
Yeah, and say, oh, my God, my eye.
No, they don't say that.
No, because of the lawsuit.
Thank you for the stick. But we know you need it more than us, the fans, so we shall return said drumstick.
Because you're so damn poor.
Yes. So that's you guys.
Yeah.
We're the poor, but you're the supporters.
Yes.
So you guys have an investment in the game. You guys have been in it with us for a while, most of you in there.
Yeah.
Some before consummation, some post. It doesn't matter. Who am I to judge?
What did you do with Trucker Tom?
Well, you know, Tom did, and I did spend some quality time in my hotel room, and there was a hot tub. That's all I'm saying.
I knew it.
Yeah, well, you know, he's a sexy man. Anyway. So, yeah, so we got picked up. We're going to be on 34 AM and FM stations.
Holy crap.
Yeah, that's a lot of people who are forced to listen to us.
You will sit and you will listen.
Well, I'm sure we'll still do Nazi stuff.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they'll enjoy that out in the hinterlands, the breadbasket and the middle of America.
Sure. So what's going to happen? First of all, our biggest city that we're in is Atlanta.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
We're in Atlanta.
Pittsburgh.
That's
got
a couple of stations in Pittsburgh, San Bernardino.
Mm-hmm.
It's all over the country.
It is. It's all over. So that's really nice.
It is really nice.
Yeah.
So what that's going to mean, because we're not going live. We're not doing live. There's some equipment that is involved with that, which is pricey, which we probably could afford. But unfortunately, we're going to be airing on Sunday mornings.
Yeah.
And Pip and Joe are unlikely to get up here on a Sunday morning and do the show.
That's the noise I'm making on Sunday morning.
Even though, I mean, the earliest it would air is 11 a.m.
Still.
On the East Coast.
Yeah.
They're not coming up.
Sunday's for sleeping.
Yeah. So we're going to record
that
show. So the cool thing is, if you listen on the internet, you're getting the show before everybody else.
The unexpurgated.
And I like the fact that we get to hang with our internet affiliates just a while longer.
Yeah, me too.
That, you know, they've been with us for a while, so it's cool that we can still do a show with them for now. I don't know what's going to be in the future.
Yeah, not sure.
But there's no indication that we can't.
Right.
So it's good that we can. What's it going to mean for this show? Well, this week's going to be a little bit different, and next week's going to be a little bit different. But most weeks we're going to do one FCC clean show. Which will mean no cursing.
Oh, my goodness.
Nothing sexually overt and perverted.
Oh, fudge.
I'm sure there'll be innuendo.
Oh.
I'm sure there'll be some of that. It also means we have to stick to a clock as opposed to rambling like we tend to do.
What?
Yeah. It also means we're going to take frequent breaks.
Yes.
I'm just going to play a song, though, in between those break songs, like two, three, four minutes. That's all I'm going to do.
Right.
So don't go anywhere. It also means during those portions of the show, we can't take live calls. I know how much you guys love to call. And and we can't respond to you verbally in the den pen. Pip is still going to be in there monitoring it, and she might, you know, answer something if you guys have a question in the den pen. But right now we haven't figured out how to do that live while making it sound live.
Yeah.
Because if people wanted to call us on Sunday morning, and
or they wanted to join the den pen, and it's already happened.
And I'm sure there's going to be some of that.
Yeah, there will be a little bit.
There's going to be a lot of that as time goes on. I'm sure we'll get in there, and there'll be, you know, like when you go into the kitchen, you see mouse droppings. You don't actually see the mouse, but you see the turds left behind. So
I was like, where are you going with
so
that?
So when we come back on Tuesday, potentially we'll see turds. Where are you guys?
Hey, you know, I wanted to talk to him. And Tom says, in other words, I can say my usual dirty, vile nastiness. Pip just can't repeat it. Exactly.
Just like that, Tom.
Exactly like that.
Tom, we would never want you to change.
No.
At one point, you did change. Changing. You did change, and we didn't like it. You were a nicer human being, and quite frankly, we made us uncomfortable.
We know what to do with you.
Yeah, it made us uncomfortable and squeamish.
Yes, it did.
So we're glad to have nasty Tom back.
Yeah. Tom says, innuendo? No way, but not for sex.
Well, maybe not all of Tom back.
I will get to snark back and forth with you guys.
Yes, but you can't laugh randomly.
No, I can't just ha ha ha. No.
You can't do that.
I know,
you'll sound
I can't.
Like a crazy lady for all the folks that don't know you.
I know. And I mean, and they'll figure that out on their own. I don't have to laugh like out in the middle of nothing.
Right. So the next 2 weeks, because I'm going away the first couple weeks in November, I'm working in the Bahamas again, so we're going to be dark on the internet.
Yeah.
But for the next, so we're going to do 2 1-hour segments, because that's all they're airing of our show, is 1 hour.
Right, for now.
For now. So we're going to do 2 of those each week. Mm-hmm. Now, we are replacing a show called Coffee Talk 3.0.
Awesome.
So we're going to have to say for a while that we're replacing Coffee Talk 3.0. Why is that? Well, they haven't really told the syndicators we're the new kids in town, and we haven't really signed a contract. They're letting us do this.
Yeah.
It really works out for both parties. We're providing them content, because Coffee Talk has been in replay for a while.
They're so sick of playing the reruns.
Right. And this lets us get our feet wet with this type of format. So it works really well. When all the paperwork is taken care of and everybody's on the same page between us and Talk Radio Network, which is our syndicator, we will go to a 2-hour format. So what that will mean is every week we will do 2 hours of one continuous show, as opposed to, like, this is a new show here. And what we'll do for the time being is what we're going to do tonight is we'll do the scamming stuff, the Ann Jackson stuff, because I want to finish that up for you guys. I know a lot of you guys have invested a lot of time and snarkiness into this,
and we don't want to just leave you hanging.
No, I know all that mocking and pointing,
all that time that I spent as a teenager leaving people hanging. I don't do it anymore.
Exactly. So we want to. One of the goals, because we knew this was going to happen. One of the goals was to finish up Belinda, which we did.
Yeah.
We finished up Belinda. That's done.
Yeah.
And then the other goal is to finish up Ann Jackson.
Right.
And then from there, what I'll probably do. once we get our feet under us, and if we're doing the two-hour show, if we go that route, I will probably start up a new Scamming the Scammers.
Yeah.
Because we got some of those that you guys have not heard yet. And we're going to do, we'll do some Scambusters too, some informative stuff.
Right.
I got some interviews I want you guys to hear. You guys heard one portion of the Jim Mulahey. I think I got three. Three portions of the Jim Mulahey. I still have an interview I did a few years ago with a Ghanaian, a young Ghanaian who lives amongst the scammers and is friends with scammers.
That would be a great one too.
I mean, I recorded a couple of years ago, but it's never seen the air. We've just had so much going on. And then, you know, we'll probably, you know, get some new Scamming Scammers as time goes on.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I have another lengthy soap opera one.
Oh, that's wonderful. Lisa, our stories.
And I have some shorter ones. And, you know, I gave you guys a taste of the shorter one, one of the shorter ones a while ago. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, no, the with Sickly Sue.
No, not Sickly Sue.
Oh, who
the
else?
One we were doing our demo.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, so we got other stuff. There's good things. Just got to be patient these next couple of weeks with us.
Yeah.
I know you guys are used to us just rambling on and on and not taking all these breaks. And obviously you guys dig it because you keep coming back and listening to it. And we appreciate it. And that's really the type of format we prefer. But in order for the show to grow, we can't do that.
Right.
I mean, if we ever go to Sirius XM, we could.
Yep.
But Sirius,
they even take breaks.
I mean, we might go to Sirius XM. It's just really a matter of getting the right meeting, and they don't pay very much, so and getting the right deal.
Yeah, you know. Well, I mean, the thing is that as particularly Trucker Tom has seen that the show has changed and morphed and grown, during all these years from one place to another. I mean, Trucker Tom met us when we were at the compound,
sure,
and was nice. A little package for us to bring along with us when we left the compound.
I don't think Tom wants to said he has a little package, but whatever.
Poor wording on my part, Tom. Besides, we haven't met in person, so I can't say.
I've met him in person.
Yeah, and that's what he said.
I shan't say.
He will only be commenting on the size of the package. But anyway, we got to pick up different fans, and they see different parts of the show. And as we try out different formats, you guys are nice enough to just go for the ride with us. We appreciate that.
Well, I mean, the insanity and absurdity is consistent.
Oh, yes.
And I do want to get back to the stories. I don't really like doing them because they're so time-consuming to do it right.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's never going to be another Belinda, but I know that was one of our hooks, and that's still a great radio bit.
It is.
I got to bring that to terrestrial somehow.
Yeah.
And really, it would have been hard to bring internet porn or African internet porn to terrestrial. There would have been a lot of censoring.
So maybe it's beeps.
So maybe it's better that that one is
done. Yeah. Because, you know, I bring the white outside. I don't know if that's what you want replacing coffee talk.
Right. Well, speaking of, so what's going to happen is, we are supposed to go on the stations I'm about to name. We're supposed to be live, I want to say, at 11 a.m. on Sundays on the East Coast, 10 Central Mountain, 8 Pacific, 8 a.m. But the stations can play this stuff wherever they want. Obviously, we're not listed on any of the stations yet because they don't know we're the new guys. You know, we're just replacing Coffee Talk right now.
Yeah.
But if you want to hear if they play us this week, because this Sunday, October 25th, is supposed to be our first show. These are the affiliates, and sometime soon they will be on our website. So, all right. Atlanta, WYXCAM, 1270. That's where we are in Atlanta. Riverdale, San Bernardino, KFNY AM, 1440. Another San Bernardino, KMET AM, 1490. Pittsburgh, WBVP AM, 1230. And WMBA AM, 1460. Richmond, WLEE AM 990. And Akron, Ohio, WJMP AM 1520. And Richmond was Virginia. Chattanooga, a lot of these towns I've done comedy in. So it's
yeah, I know. I remember, like, I think of you mentioning them having done work there.
So a lot of these people are already quite familiar.
Uh-oh.
They thought they got rid of me, but no!
No!
I'm back ruining your airtime. Chattanooga, Tennessee. We have two affiliates there. 1150 AM, which is WGOW, and WGOW FM 102.3 in Chattanooga. Amarillo, Texas, because we're going to play well in Texas.
Oh, yeah.
KACT AM 1360. New Bedford, Michigan. I don't know how close this is to Tom. I know he's I know he's up in Michigan, but I don't know where this is. New Bedford, Michigan, WHWBAM 1060. New Mexico, La Cruces. Kobe! So we might rape you.
Oh, what? No, no, no.
We might. I might. I might.
You might?
I might.
I didn't think you had it in you.
I do. Well, I won't when I'm done. 1450 AM. Eau Claire, Wisconsin, a town I've played. WOGO, 680 AM. Casper, Wyoming. WVOC, AM 1230. Bozeman, Montana. I've always wanted to play Bozeman. WBOZ, AM 1090. Clovis, New Mexico. KCLV, AM 1240. Fairbanks, Alaska.
Wow.
Well, they get radio up there, young Pip.
I know they do.
And we're going to be there. KFBX, AM 970. Klamath Falls, Oregon. I know. You're impressed.
It sounds very tiny.
A lot of things do. But don't go. Don't judge by the sound.
Shrinkage.
KFLS, AM 1450. Oh, I have to run upstairs in a second and have my wife fix something before she goes. Shan't take long!
You're going to run upstairs in the middle of the show?
Yeah, you know what I'm going to do?
Wait?
I'm going to, well, no, because I want to fix the clock.
Oh.
So I'm going to introduce Joe. Joe is here. Hello, Joe.
Hi, how are you?
What I'm going to do is Pip is going to read the rest of the affiliates.
Okay.
And I'm going to have the wife look at my clock. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
Make sure you get that L in there.
I like the clock making noise when we're finished.
We got to be clean in an hour.
Not now. I'll catch it all out. I'll make the wind white come inside out.
Still one of my
favorite things. Work the filth out. Pip, if you could read our affiliates under Klamath Falls, I shall return.
Okay. Wow, they are tiny. I have to take my glasses off.
The type, not the station.
This is a smaller market.
No, they're really small. On the paper, it's really small.
All right,
damn.
Nana Reed.
Okay, okay, so that was Clovis, New Mexico that we mentioned. And then, Klamath Falls. Okay, we were up to there.
Right.
New Mexico, Alamogordo, KINNAM, 1270 Mountain Time.
Alamogordo.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't have a funny name.
Yeah, really.
I'm sorry. In Wyoming, Worland, WKOR. That's 1340 AM.
That's big, big sky country up there.
I know. I'm thinking, but all these places like Wyoming and Montana and New Mexico. I'm sorry, I have such a limited knowledge of the people that live in the United States. I keep picturing cowboys listening to us. you know what I mean?
Why don't you put on there that diving stand right now, partner? Get around the chuck wagon, boys, and stand for that diving stand. Boy, that Pip Hillock's got us dead to rights. We are a bunch of cowboys out here. She'll never know. But I love that diving stand. It's got to be more than 1 hour. I hope they're going to put it in 2 hours. That'll happen.
Oh, my God. Pass me that tin of beans.
That's right. See, that was not here to make a stop. Sure, we're going to keep it going. Read on, Pip.
Oh, no. It's like what happened.
We should have been unleashed. Yeehaw!
Yeehaw! He's going to go, why are they yeehaw
right.
when
quit,
I left
quit,
for a second?
Quit, start okay. reading. He'll be pissed. We don't get
time. I know. St. George, Utah. Mm-hmm. WKZNU AM. Mm-hmm. Then Meridian. What is MS? Is that Mississippi?
Mississippi. Meridian, Mississippi.
Okay. And
home of PV amps.
Oh, it's that's AM and FM.
Mm. Mm.
I know, neat, right?
Jesus.
Anniston, Alabama, WDNG. That's like ding.
Anniston, Alabama. David and I worked there. We actually were in Anniston.
Actually, a lot of the places on this list.
Yeah,
said
I guess it follows
played.
The tour. So I guess we'll be hitting the road again in 2016.
I know. This will be the comedy tour.
Maybe we'll get
tour.
More than people at the club this time. All right.
Yeah. Well, you'll have people that have actually heard the show.
Well, it's when we were going on the tour. It's like the Joe and Davin's 2013 Southwest Tour. Yeah. Every major city. We'll be 20 miles to west of it. But nonetheless, we're out there.
I got one of the shirts.
Nah.
It was full of ball sweat.
Yeah.
Just like he likes it. Richmond, Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
That's WEKYAM. And then, oh, man, this is in Alabama. I don't know how to say it. Sylacauga.
Sylacauga.
Do you know it?
No.
Oh. he
Why would I know Sylacauga?
He said it. Well,
but it's one of my favorite cities now.
Maybe you played there.
Good morning, Sylacauga.
He said it with such like you, authority.
I guess you people will be known as Silly Geese. See, Silicaga.
Silly Geese. That's WFEBAM. Mm. And then in Georgia, Cairo, we're international.
No.
WGRAAM.
Nice.
And then Michigan City, Indiana. Right. IN is Indiana.
Indiana,
right?
Yes.
WIMS AM. Mm-hmm. Then Jasper, Florida, WJHC FM. Norway, Maine, WKTQAM, and Warren, Pennsylvania, WNAEAM, and Murray, Kentucky, WOFCAM. Oh, wait, there's two more.
Wait, there's more.
There's more.
And Pip, tell them what they'll get as a bonus.
As a bonus, there's Honesdale, Pennsylvania. I know where that is.
I know where that is, too.
WPSNAM, 1590. And Auburn, Maine, WTMEAM.
Nice.
So that's a long list of places, and a lot of them that you have already played. So
yeah.
I hope that there will be. So Tom says the Michigan one is actually in Benton Harbor, Michigan. That's That's the other side of the state from him. But can you hear it? You know what? AM has a really interesting range.
Right. But, Tom, here's the secret. You can hear us on Tuesday.
I know.
Like Davin said, because I was listening to the show on the way up, what Davin said is that you folks will get a treat because you'll see the preview of what will be playing on Terrestrial for that Sunday.
Yeah.
So it'll be very interesting. It really is very cool. You know, I mean, I walked into my local club Governors. I got congratulated,
yeah.
You know, and it felt kind of good. We've all worked very hard on this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, Davin works very hard. Pip and I, you know, we travel. We have to come up here, deal with traffic and stuff like that. And we put the hours in to do the blogs, to do the iHeart clips, to do everything. So it's nice to see when things start moving. You know, as much as we love to do the show, there are sometimes when you feel like, you know, it's fun, but, you know, what's the end game with this?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been pretty much the cheerleader, you know, pretty much so with Davin. I've always been, you know, Davin's been like, well, how long are we going to do this? And I go, like, we're having a fun time doing it. It's great to do. But there are times, especially when you're sitting on the thruway at 11:30 at night in traffic, where you're like, what am I doing with my life? You know, so it just shows you if you believe what you're
doing. I don't think you need to blame this show for that internal monologue.
may I finish, please? Thank you. If you believe in what you're doing and like what you're doing and believe in the end product, just keep pushing because there should be a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, hopefully.
And that light may be you. Or it may be a train.
See, I just want everybody to know, I'm always, look how nice I am without him in the vicinity.
Oh, no, no. No, no, you are not always nice. Do not perpetrate that myth.
Pleasant as a lamb. Until you come trotting downstairs.
Yeah, the one that gets slaughtered by the before the angel of death comes.
Yeah.
Put on a doorstop. That's you.
I put my heart out there. He tramples all over it like it's a floor mat.
Your heart should be so lucky. A floor mat is useful and helps.
Hey, I was just taking lessons from your soon-to-be ex. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Shouldn't I go? I've gone there.
Yeah.
She wished me a good Shabbos. I don't
she
know why.
Did?
I don't know why.
Why?
She wished you a good
on Facebook. I said thank you.
Yeah, God forbid she dusts or vacuums or makes a meal, but it's time
she
for a good
she
Shabbos.
Also liked she also liked the post and maybe even shared the fact that we were syndicated.
Oh, she did check because I was in the kitchen making coffee, and she goes, "You get syndicated?" And I'm like, "Yeah, we did. You know, we're just doing this trotting, but we will get our sponsors." And oh, okay. And I'm like, "You ain't getting any of the money."
Yeah. Oh, is that what that was about?
I don't know.
I would be curious about anything that she asked at this point. Like, oh, is there any opportunity that you're going to get some bucks out of this?
Yeah, especially right? After the settlement offer I made her this week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nothing like antagonizing him, Joseph.
Yeah.
He still lives in the same house as you. But yeah, you do what you feel is right.
No, actually, I don't want to get into it that much, but it
no,
is.
No, there's time and place for everything.
Gotcha, I understood.
Oh, by the way, Trucker Tom says, now my roommates probably think I'm psycho because I shouted bullshit when Joe said he's nice.
Thank you, Trucker Tom. Tom knows.
Don't kiss the boss's tush.
Why? If you're going to kiss a tush, which one would you kiss? You would kiss a hobo's.
Sure.
That's the type of decision you make. Well, that looks nice. At least it's gin-soaked.
It's pickled.
I don't know if you're really looking for a fight. You're going to get one.
If you're going to kiss a rear, make sure it's the rear that is leading the pack.
Yeah.
And alcohol makes it antiseptic, so it is a little bit better.
Thank sure. You. He's farting Budweiser. Mm-hmm. What a lovely choice to place your lips.
Farting Budweiser. advisor. Oh, man.
Joe Curry giving advice on asses to kiss since 1996.
Oh, man. Well, I think that I mentioned a Trucker Tom. I think his roommates might already know that about him, but I don't think yelling bullshit at the radio was the part that made
Yeah, that was the clincher.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, oh, my God.
They live with you, nut job.
He's yelling back at it.
Tom, you need to split. yelling things out at a computer.
We've been thinking.
Yeah.
No, it's not you, it's us.
Yeah, I know.
But we were here first, so now you're not going to
be. Yeah,
I know. But we'll get to roommates, Tom, but to be a portion of the show, which you can't comment on.
But take notes, Tom.
Yes, take notes. Yes, it could be a lot worse. All right, let's do what we can do now before we do the old terrestrial stuff.
Yes.
I'm sure our listeners were impressed by the reading of the stations.
Oh yeah, they probably were more impressed when you left. But
why? What did you do?
I read the list of the stations, of course.
Yeah, and what happened? I'll listen back to it. There's no escaping. It's being recorded. Stupid.
Well, we didn't read it like 9/11 names. We had fun with it, you know.
Why you got to antagonize the places before we even on the air?
I know.
You antagonize.
We didn't antagonize.
You antagonized.
We did not.
No,
No. You can listen back. We did not.
What did you do?
We were very thankful that we had these shows. I'm honest. You're not believing me. I'm telling the God's honest truth.
Tell it to the judge, stupid.
All right, give you an example. Anniston, Alabama. I made a statement that we were there.
Oh,
we were in
SWAT
town and stuff like that. Yeah, the SWAT
team.
I want
you to know something, my dear.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't even start. I was very.
It's a legendary story.
I know, but it's like I bring a very nice play. The dumbbell gets a hell. SWAT team. Yeah, we know there was SWAT team was there.
I didn't say that they were nice. They were very nice to have the SWAT team
on
hand.
And then we went to the Sears looking for the guy with ice because we were going to throw it at the guy.
Well, he deserved it.
Lisa certainly said.
I read it with panache.
Yes.
Thank you.
So my name is Joe, but I guess if you want to call me panache, I guess you could do that.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Yes. Hey, Mr. Panache.
Let's do some Scambusters. What?
Tom says, now that I think of it, my roommate gave me a 12-gauge. He never did specify protect yourself or kill yourself.
That's all subjective.
Yes.
Protect yourself from yourself.
Yeah, maybe that's what he meant.
The best way to protect yourself from yourself is kill yourself. Then you never have to worry about you again.
Well, you know what, Tom? Just
what?
Close one eye.
Argue with the logic.
Thank you for the Davin's Den public service a moment.
You only have to kill
There'll be more
once.
Of those, I'm sure.
But yeah, they will be. You doing retractions all over the terrestrial station.
So?
My name's Davin from Davin's Den. Those things I said about suicide that were pro-suicide, I didn't mean to say. I'm sorry.
You know
wasn't
what? If
thinking.
You're listening to some jackass that's replacing coffee talk, killing yourself is the least of your problems.
I want the show. Stop right now.
Okay.
Right now. We read those stations. We were complimentary. We had chat.
I'm not slamming the stations.
He comes. I know, but you come downstairs and it's like you said more nasty things
about you.
Suicide.
If you're gonna kill yourself and I'm the final straw, you're already in the grave.
Yeah.
You're 5.5 feet under.
Five and a half feet under.
Yeah, apparently I'm the last 6 inches. I don't feel so guilty.
It should be the last man on earth.
The last 6 inches,
yes.
You say?
Being optimistic. Shut up, you. You with the bad eyesight, you don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
Put on more glasses, Coke bottle.
Oh, yeah,
leave me alone.
Yeah, Granny had to put on her specs to read the rest of the stage.
As long as that's what she's putting them on for, we're fine.
Actually, no, I had to take them off. These are the crappiest glasses I've ever had.
Apparently, because you're staring at it. Like a freaking savant.
I know. I have to, for like really tiny lettering, I have to bring it really close up to my face. And like, I can barely breathe because it's on my nose. Because
same thing with a cock. I'm just trying to get a good look at it. Don't get fresh, mister. I want to see what we're dealing with. I'm not saying it's going in there.
Boy, this is going to. Folks, hang on because he's going to have to be nice for an hour.
I don't have to be nice. I have to be clean.
Yeah.
There's a difference. I'm still going to be nasty.
He's going to be nasty, but.
Why should I change part of what's gotten us to where we're going? Sure, we won't talk about cocks on Pip's nose. That's not polite talk, first of all. You're taking the family to church.
We're
talking about a throbbing member on my proboscis. There we go.
See, she made it nice.
Yeah, I made it pretty.
Proboscis.
She's talking about gardening and, the proboscis that she's been planting.
They're lovely this season.
Yeah, I'm sure you'd like to get planted by proboscis. Anyway, we'll move on. I'm going to do the Scambusters, do some Ann Jackson.
Okay.
All right, give me the categories before I play the music.
Okay, we're going to go with the traditional Mr. Davin. That's got to be one of
it's
the
like
categories.
A seder. Well, we're going to have matzah. The Mr. Davin is the matzah of the bit.
It is the matzah of the bit. But yes. Then we have fun things like the mortar. Fucking asshole.
You're going with fucking asshole?
I'm going with fucking asshole.
Oh, right. Who wouldn't?
And then the third category, this is slightly different. This isn't what she says. This is what she does. Writing in ball busting blue.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not very fun, but all right.
It is. How many times is she going to do it?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Now, when we last left off, as I said at the top, Anne was helping victim A and explaining how a reload scam works and how it's ruined her life. Part of the time understanding that they're scammers, but occasionally forgetting that they're scammers and just thinking that they're corrupt individuals. I am going to play the theme music. Joe and Pip can think about their guesses, and so can you in the den pen if you wish to play along. So here is our theme music, which the people listening on terrestrial, they have no idea.
If there's something strange on your Facebook page, who are you gonna call? Scam Busters! Scam Busters!
All right, Joe, what are your guesses tonight?
Okay, so what's the first one we got?
Mr. Davin.
I will go with three Mr. Davins.
Okay.
Three Mr. Davins.
How many fucking assholes for you, Joe?
I'm gonna go.
He can't have enough.
I'm gonna go with three again.
Three. And how many times will she write in ball-busting blue?
I'm going to go two.
Two, all right.
Young Miss Helix?
I say five Mr. Davins, three fucking assholes, and four times ball-busting blue.
Do we have participation from the clause?
Oh, yes, we do.
Okay.
Lisa says four Mr. Davins, two fucking assholes, and two ball-busting blues. Tom says two.
Aren't those royal blue, the... color she's writing in, Lisa? I'm not sure. I think it's royal blue.
Hey, you know, busting on our Canadian. Leave her alone. So Tom says two Mr. Davins, four fucking assholes, and one ball busting blue. And Joe's girl says, wow.
What were Tom's guesses?
Two Mr. Davins,
right.
Four fucking assholes, and one ball busting blue.
I believe the term Tom was looking for instead of one was the amount of wins the Lions have. I believe that's what Tom was looking for.
Well, Lisa comes back with, fuck off, Davin.
Always classic. If you had fuck off, Davin, before the bit starts, you win.
Actually, before the show, we're going to have a new part. Get into the chat and tell me how many times are we going to say, fuck off, Davin.
Well, not during the second two segments.
No.
We'll wait till after the show.
Sure. We'll have to, like, really pound him in the first
hour. Curse a royal blue streak.
You've used that phrase at the club, at the show. And
in the
while
car.
You're sleeping.
The car, on the
while
phone.
Yelling at Joanne. He gets confused when there's anger.
Yeah. Naturally associated with you.
Sure,
so
I understand.
Force of habit.
He starts yelling at me to take out the trash. I'm like, why am I involved in this?
Joe's girl says four Mr. Davins.
Okay.
Two fucking assholes and one ball busting blue.
No.
And they're killing the Jays 12-2.
The Royals are?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Just kind of rooting for the Jays.
Okay.
I mean, not to win it. Not to win it all, but to represent the American League.
Okay.
I like the Jays. Jays are all right.
All right,
so
you're trying to get back in Lisa's good graces?
I don't give a shit about Lisa's graces. I'm just saying I've been pulling for the – I like to bust balls where I can, but I'm actually pulling for the Jays. I mean, they bitch-slapped the Yankees all year. It'd be nice to go, well, at least the team that bitch-slapped the Yankees, you know, did something.
Right,
but
right.
We're probably not going to have to worry about that now, which is nice, too. I guess there will be no more bat flips.
Bat flips.
Or back flips, as the case may be.
Oh.
You know, because, what is that, Bautista hit the home run in the last series?
Oh, yeah.
And he stood at home plate. I mean, hit a mammoth shot, stares at home plate, watches it go, flips the bat like a jackass.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Idiot.
So I'm sure Major League Baseball is very sad that he'll be playing golf soon enough with the Yankees. And I noticed Tom had nothing to say about the Lions.
Oh.
Nope. Not yet.
Take your bitch slapping till hockey season comes, because then I got nothing once again. My team stinks.
What are the Lions at?
They've got their first win this week.
Okay.
I only know this because Tom wasn't cursing up a stream. It was like a late victory.
What does it just go, assholes in the middle of like
very,
Facebook?
He gets very upset when the Lions play up to their ability. But shall we begin? D
Dateline, April 24th, 2014. Anne writes to me, this is why I told you depends on countries due to the different laws. Remember, she was like telling us about all the money laws and everything. And
right.
I questioned it. So I respond, agreed. I do not see how your case would involve the FBI, as none of the principals involved had anything to do with the USA. Miller and Green and company came after what you were originally concerned about. Remember, she was scammed by people like in Malaysia and Thailand and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. April 25th, 2014. Mr. Davins,
oh, there we go.
Truly speaking, because why lie? These people, Eric Bohr, Brown Cotton, Melvin Santos, are, Joe,
fucking liars.
Fucking assholes.
Fucking mafias, I'm sorry.
Damn it. That's an old fave, too.
It is.
You've gone there so many times.
I know. Damn.
No, never damn.
No.
James H. Miller, Jennifer Green, and Parker D. Green are, Pip?
Liars.
Joe?
I'm going with liars.
Let's mix it up. Heartless con artists.
Oh,
that's a new one.
Wait, that's new and what?
It's a curse.
Wait, heartless con artists.
Mm-hmm.
Let's remember this moment in time, Joe.
Clarity.
Where she actually is getting that.
Clarity.
Okay.
For
okay.
this minute.
For this moment.
Two more paragraphs, they're inept or whatever, you know?
Just like you've done this bit before. They use me. They will get punishment. Do you know why? Any guesses?
They're fucking scammers.
Because they're fucking mafias.
That James H. Miller is wicked because he want to use people. And he told me he has gold bars. Some parts of gold bars are under my name. I doubt it. I do hope he will get punishment. He just thinks of money and he is...
a fucking asshole.
I think so.
No, such a language. Just an asshole.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Just an asshole.
But, nonetheless, he might be an asshole. She's an accessory because she just mentioned that with the gold bars, and she also meant that was meant for her.
Yeah.
So
well, yes, Joe. If they were laundering gold bars, she would be an accessory. But I don't think there's actually any gold bars.
I understand that, but
so
just in under the premise that everything is real, or if you know. She's concerned, under the premise it's real, she's concerned about the gold bars, but, you know, she's not concerned that she could be an accessory.
Well, no, right. She thinks it's all legit and they're just making mistakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So-called Jennifer Green is also greedy, and she lies to me. She will get punishment, too, because she wants a dead man's money, and they tell no tales.
You know, that's one thing we really haven't touched on. We always live with a so-called this and so-called that.
Yeah.
It's believe if they're so-called, she's skeptical that they're real.
Yeah.
At times.
I don't think we've ever really stopped and touched on that.
That's true, because when she's saying so-called this person,
I don't know if she knows what reality is.
But
she goes back and forth.
Yeah, but, you know, it's funny because we've done this for so long, we really never stopped and said... She's, you know, out of everything she goes through, even when she believes they're inept, she will call them so-called.
Right.
If you're calling somebody so-called, you're skeptical of who they are.
Right. So-called Joe.
But again, there is a language issue. There is a language issue. So, I mean, she uses it a lot. People who really have command of this language don't use so-called all the time.
No.
But, yeah, I mean, it would lend to think that she has her doubts.
Yes.
Right.
But she often has doubts. And everybody
but
herself.
She's using the phrase when she thinks that they're inept and these guys got to get their job together and stuff like that. She will use that then as well in those instances.
Well, she wants a dead man's money. This is why she lies to me. Shame on her. My true experience is a scam from Pedro and Thai woman. Remember, this was the original scam.
Oh,
sounds
right.
Like a lovely like fusion restaurant. I'd go to Pedro and Thai woman.
That would be like
Thai
Mexican.
Woman.
Yeah, that would be delicious.
Kimchi tacos. I'm in.
Ew, no.
A little ginger sauce on your burrito? I'm game. Let's go.
Wait a minute. Pad Thai tacos. Yeah, pad Thai burrito.
I think we've come on to something.
Yeah.
Who's going to open up Pedro and Thai?
Pedro and Thai.
Who's going to bankroll it?
I got some gold bars that are itching to be used.
Yeah, they're half in your name, right?
They are half in my name. They are really horrible, and the ways Eric Bohr and Brown Cotton do is the same as theirs. Same. That Jennifer also copies the behaviors from them. Do you know why?
No.
So-called
Eric Bohr?
Brown Cotton.
Fake UN Secretary Melvin Santos.
Like it's on his
so
business
cool.
card.
Thank
I
you,
love
UN
it
Secretary.
Seems like it's on his business card.
Yes,
always,
right.
That always kills me every time.
But she's even calling him a fake UN Secretary.
Another
minute she'll be like, thinking that UN is corrupt and he can help her.
But that's the thing. She'd be, like I just said, she'd be using that phrase in a situation where she thinks she's legit.
Well, yeah. Well, what she's saying, so-called fake. I mean, like that they are. They're the same thing.
Yeah.
You're saying fake.
It's
fake.
Redundant.
Yeah, it is.
Well, too
redundant.
Naked is making a positive, so I think he's legit. You lied to me, saying you want to deal with it according to the law. It is shameful. The real victims cooperate, the authorities, and truly speaking, victims do not need to pay for the fees. Hallelujah. She gets it.
For a moment.
For this minute.
You know what, though? You are
cynical.
No, not you.
Oh.
she's calling somebody.
You are...
fucking mafias.
A liar.
A fucking liar. If you guys could have combined...
You get partial credit?
No, you get nothing.
No.
But you know what? You should, Joe. You should.
Why?
No, there's a finish the sentence. It's Mad Libs. It's Ann Jackson Mad Libs. We're looking for a place, Joe. You should...
go to hell.
I agree.
You are both correct.
Ding, 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 ding.
High five, mate.
High five. Yes.
We're looking for a noun, and the noun is place.
But you said, we're looking for, that would be hell, sir.
Why don't you just specify?
Please be specific. Remember that? Please be specific.
A location.
Brown cotton blank to me. We're looking for a verb.
Lied.
Lies to me. According to the way he deals with gold bars, he is a...
fucking liar.
Fucking liar.
Oh, you guys both got that one. You do not arrest him. Brown Cotton asked me to pay for the fee to open the case file, but I never get any...
Money.
We're looking for an adjective of the money.
Any...
fucking money?
Fucking money, Joe. Yes, fucking money. Because when you think Lincoln and Washington, you think fucking. And I never get any fucking money. And he always asks to pay two fees to pay. You are, Joe...
fucking mafias?
An idiot.
Fucking liars.
Geez, I didn't know this was going to be a test tonight.
Well, I know.
We've done this long enough.
I understand.
About UK funds. That is big lies. Jennifer lies and lies. She is a criminal. Why not arrest her? Why not?
Why not?
Why not? Come on down. You're the next asshole, and the price is absolutely wrong.
It's like when you go out. Let's go out for a little bit. Yeah, I'm hungry. Why not go to dinner? It's like,
why not arrest her?
As long as we're arresting, why not arrest Jennifer Green?
Go to the ATM, we'll get some cash. We'll go out to dinner.
Hey, you going
to
get another pitcher of beer? Why not?
Why not? You know, we're out. What the hell?
About gold bar scams. James H. Miller said to me that he would return the money to me, but never. These people use me to contact you. You are an idiot offering the jobs to them because you feed the corrupted people. Shame on you. Let people judge you because you are fake. Mr. Davin!
Two.
Dos in Spanish.
Please post this one, Anne.
Please post this one.
So-called...
Melvin Santos.
Eric Bohr.
Idiot Melvin Santos. I'm sorry. Don't be lazy with your adjectives, kids.
I forgot one.
I do not respect you at all because I never see you are smart, but very fake. So she doesn't.
Okay.
She doesn't have the scammers' respect, or she doesn't respect the scammers.
Yeah. Finally.
Now it's time to number things. Fun with numbers.
Oh,
number
no.
one.
Oh no, she's outlawed.
How ironic! It takes 4 months to look into the criminal case. I see no irony there, but okay.
Alanis Morissette is helping her write this now?
Perhaps. Number two, it is lies. Sweet little lies. Tell me lies. No, that's not what she wrote.
Lies, tell me sweet little lies.
I don't remember that.
That's a good tune.
Tell me lies.
That's the rhythm. The rhythm.
Ting, 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 ting.
I knew what he was doing.
It sounds like Tinkerbell stuck in a jar. Get her out of this, stupid.
It's a rhythm pattern going through that.
It is lies because the victims get scammed and report to the authorities, and the victims must pay for the fees. This is...
bullshit.
Horseshit.
Fucking scam.
Oh.
Number three, Hong Kong funds. This is...
a scam.
A fucking lie.
Ah, Pip!
I lie.
This is fucking lies. I never see. If you had money, what type of money would you have?
You would... wait a minute.
What adjective would you use to describe your money?
Fucking money.
Fucking money.
Absolutely. I never see any fucking money.
Hey, same here.
But your male with, if you had traps, what type of traps would they be?
Bear.
scam?
No. I never see any fucking money, but your mail with fucking traps.
Oh, fucking traps.
You really
course.
Can't go wrong with fucking in this
game.
Yeah,
you really can't. In general.
You want to ask me to pay for the fees. The frozen account should be account number and amount. There is nothing. You are a fucking scammer. It is truth.
No, it is truth.
It is true. Like the gospel. I love the way she says it. It is true.
Bible.
Yes. Well, she has a period after it, so it's true. Hung Leong Bank does exist, and you might be Pedro Simpson or Eric Bohr. Is that Thai woman? Of course. That fucking
asshole.
Liar.
No, I'm sorry, we were looking for brown cotton.
Oh.
Is an imposter who cheats on three victims' money. I will expose all the truth, but first, number four.
First, a message from our sponsor.
Yes.
UK funds. I can see this fucking bitch, Jennifer Green, is a scammer who did the same way like Jayanthi Marum. That was her first scammer, the Thai woman.
Ah.
Fucking words. Everything is in control. The funds were released to you after paying for this. But never! She also got the accident. Fucking bitch. That Thai woman told me her son was sick. Shame. Shame. Shame.
Shame, shame, shame. Shame on you.
James H. Miller needed money for his flight ticket and other fees. He denied he got money from me. Green threatened me to pay for him. When Brown Cotton brought the gold bars, he made mistakes, but he denied it. Jennifer also denied her mistakes. Eric Bohr told me the funds will be transferred to my account, but never. You are...
fucking assholes.
A fucking asshole.
Sorry, looking for fucking liar.
Oh.
As well as a...
fucking asshole.
No, just scammer.
Ah!
You should
go fuck
to hell.
Yourself.
Go to hell.
Yeah.
I just added that you should. She actually just said go to hell.
Go to hell.
She wasn't suggesting. She was demanding.
Just go there.
She wasn't suggesting.
When mass media attention to my scam story, you have no ways out. I promise to expose all the truth.
Especially the mess.
Mr. Jabin!
Oh, three.
Please see what Brown Cotton answers Eric Bohr sent to victim A. Number one, it will never be ending payment according to my true experiences. Brown Cotton also told me he would assist me, and finally, I never get any fucking money. Only one sheet of paper from HK Funds. Hong Kong. He is a...
fucking asshole.
You guys really need to expand your guesses. He's a fucking imposter, stupids. Don't be so predictable. She's not.
Yes, she is.
She's thrown a few curveballs.
Sure. It's the playoffs.
We were hoping for fucking asshole.
Sure, she's showing the off-speed pitch. He's a fucking imposter because he never helps any victims. He never admits his mistakes. Then he would say, the final stage he's helping so far. This is the fucking lies. Number three. Eric Bohr and Sarah Francois are using me too.
Sarah Francois.
They use the channel to know the info, her YouTube channel. They're using her channel.
Oh.
The info, to know the info, and this is why I want to shut down the channel soon. They impersonating the Interpol. Number four, please expose the truth.
That's Aurelius point. Convenience.
Sure. Then this is a letter from Brown Cotton to victim A. Mrs. A. Scammers has been arrested. It's just left with one man to be nabbed. As he is the second command.
Nabbed!
Because the FBI often says nab, say.
Yeah. Nah, say, we got to nab this guy. You've got to come up with the dough to do it, see? The squad car don't run on love, see?
Yeah, there's a bunch of gangsters hanging around a corner. We're going to nab them.
Fortunately, there's some good news here for victim A. According to Brown Cotton, you don't have to worry yourself. Scammers has been traced, and their group bank account has been frozen. The Bank of Ghana has also proved for them to transfer the funds to your account from today. The total funds to be transferred to you is $68,000. You have to pay for the transfer changes and legal approval, which is $6,800.
That'd be 10%.
Yes. Mm. Kindly confirm this message immediately. Regards, Mr. Brown. What can Brown do for you? I believe the word is scam.
Yeah.
These guys are a bunch of snakes.
They are.
Regards, Mr. Brown.
Regards. Yours kindly. Here's another one from Brown. Yes, $55,000 will be wired by your account as soon as you send the $5,500 because they cannot deduct from the funds and fees since it is in a frozen account. You have to name the sender to transfer charges ASAP. Mrs. A, kindly watch the way you write and talk to us. I am giving you a sure guarantee that your funds and safe will be transferred. If you can't trust me, Brown Cotton.
Wait a minute. Kindly watch the way you talk to us? Was Mrs. A like saying you fucking thieves or something?
She might be. I don't have that.
Yeah, okay.
Kindly watch the way you write and talk to us. No, we're still going to try to scam you, but we don't like such hostility.
It hurts our feelings.
Sure, we're sensitive scammers.
Nice. Use your inside voice.
Yeah, exactly. There's no reason to be bitchy. Just send the money, stupid.
Yeah.
We can do this polite-like.
Yeah, we know we're thieving crooks. You don't have to reiterate it.
Yeah, sure. Your words have truth.
We get it.
Well, I've never, except every other time.
Yeah.
I'm giving you a sure guarantee that your funds are safe and will be transferred. I am willing to assist you with $2,000. Well, sure, because it's imaginary.
Yeah.
You know what, Joe? I'm willing to assist you with $8,500.
Yeah, right.
You have my sure guarantee. Just tell the mortgage company tomorrow. You'll be fine.
Wait a minute. I call and I raise $2,000.
Yeah.
Joe, you're set. Tell Joanne everything's taken care of.
Yeah.
You have Pips and my sure guarantee.
Yeah.
I am willing to assist you with $2,000 if only you can send $3,500. I am a Christian and will do my uttermost best to assist you.
Oh my God.
Even the Pope's like, what? Yeah,
of course he's a Christian. When you hear that, you're like, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wait.
Well, of course he's a Christian. When you church, they always have the handout. They want money.
Yeah, but throw that away. It's starting to burst into flames.
Ouch. Yeah. Jew holding crap.
But
they always play the Christian card. They do it with the dating. They're doing it here.
Yeah.
I'm a Christian.
I know.
I couldn't possibly scam you.
No.
No, Jesus died for our sins, so he's going to die again, bitch.
You know what this reminds me of?
A scam?
No, yes.
Okay.
But this reminds me of the last episode of Walking Dead. Hold your ears, your hands over your ears and go la, la, la if you haven't watched it yet. But the
or
last.
Ever.
I'm talking to the listeners now.
Okay.
The last episode of The Walking Dead, the bad guys break into the place where everybody's living safe from the zombies. And so now some of the people that live there are kind of soft and don't know how to deal with bad guys. And then the other people, our heroes, who we've been following through the whole thing, know how to deal with both zombies and other assholes out in the world. Mm. So they're dealing with this invasion. One of the bad guys, one of our good guys, bashes one of the bad guys. He's lying on the ground, and he's got a gun on him. And he goes, no, man, don't kill me. Don't hurt me. Help me. And so in a moment of feeling bad for them, because he was acting like, oh, I'm hurt, don't hurt me, he lost his guard, and he reached for his hand instead of shooting him. And he almost got himself killed that way. This is the kind of thing that these scammers are doing, is that they are evil, but they have that cloak of, no, I couldn't be bad, I'm a Christian. And that's how they like people to let down their guard for a second.
Oh, yeah. The first thing we heard was her cats with some fuzz that blew some hair balls on the couch. Then an hour on the Ramones gig, and that's when we wanted to tap out. Listen to a story that has no
been a while,
it feels good enough.
But you earned it, kid.
Wait a minute. It was on point.
I'm sure it was. I stopped listening.
Just because you don't know the show, and it's awesome.
Sure. Thanks for sharing, maybe. It's always at the handy when we need it. Shall I continue?
He said handy. Yes, please continue. Mm-hmm. Tom enjoyed that, by the way.
What, the blah blah song?
Yes, he did. He said it's been a long time since blah
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, Pip's been on point, and now that we have a clock, she better be, or this song's gonna be a staple.
Is that your theme music? No, shut up.
It's gonna be the backing track of every segment. I got 30 seconds, woman. Enough. Get to the cat dies.
What? No.
Well, eventually. I have to figure out where I was now. All right. I'm trying to find where he says Christian. Kindly, I'm willing to assist you $2,000 if only you could send $3,500. I'm a Christian and will do my uttermost to assist you. My scanner is not working well, but your scammer sure is. Waka waka!
Huddle a huddle a hoo!
Scam jokes. My scanner is not working well. Please note that I am not going to do anything wrong to you. You know what other scanner wasn't working, Joe?
Which one?
The bullshit scanner.
Yeah.
Apparently that was broken.
Yeah, some of the plugs out on that one.
Yeah, it's a shame. Could really use it. I can't afford to jeopardize my job or anyone's details. I don't think with the FBI job, but I think the boss man's looking over his shoulder at the old internet cafe.
Chop, chop, the mortgages do.
Yeah, well, that's what they actually call. They call chopping victims.
Oh, really?
Yes, and that's what he's trying to do.
Ah.
Yes. My regards, Mr. Brown. Attention to Mrs. A. This is to confirm to you that your message dated January 8th, 2014 was received and has been checked properly and has been confirmed. You can go and make the payment of $5,500 to the agent, Mr. David Moore, for transfer of your funds as soon as possible. We have tracked all of transactions, and you are free to proceed. Contact Mr. Brown Cotton immediately. Yours truly, Eric Bohr. They got everybody involved here. They got the FBI. They got the Interpol. Everybody's involved with her money. Everybody's got their hands in her pants. Well, that's
wait, hello.
I didn't mean
Yeah. In her pants.
Yours truly, Mr. Everett Bohr. Mr. Davin!
Ooh, ah, four.
Today I was teaching my students something new. She's down to water.
Okay.
It wasn't being gullibility.
Yeah.
This is really good, and I think maybe the first step for me to expose the truth about the scam, the first step for me to make videos with IC3 Link and Interpol is the way to attention the authorities. Unfortunately, it's really sad that the authorities do not help the victims. The ways they do is like mafia's ways. According to the law, the victims will never get help. According to my true experiences from their work, they destroy my whole life by financial laws. I dare say they do not respect the victims, and they are
fucking mafias.
Assholes.
No. Oh, fucking assholes?
As well as...
Wait, is it fucking assholes?
No.
Or just assholes?
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah, well, they're assholes as well as...
Scammers.
Mafias.
Gotcha. They also take money from the victims, but they do not take any responsibility. I'm sure they do around the hut.
They don't take any responsibility because they're scammers, stupid.
I'm going to report you to your boss. He's very pleased. You please do.
Yeah. He's looking over my shoulder now and pat me on the shoulder.
You know, their anger letters are like our testimonials as comics. You know, they just put them on the website. Yeah. Angry letters. He did very well. Did look at all the anger in this one. Look at all the fucking.
You took my fucking money.
You
can fucking
complain, but there's a $550 complaint fee that you have to pay.
You go on the big board. You're scammer of the month.
Yeah. I think you're gonna get a bonus.
You get an extra iPhone.
You can work
We're
twice
very
as
proud.
Hard.
According to the law, victims will never get help. According to my true experiences from the work, they destroy my whole life by financial loss. I dare say they do not respect the victims, and they are assholes as well as mafias. They also take money from the victims, but they do not take any responsibility. It is hard, it certainly is, to go for the first step. Maybe it is right time for mass media to put the pressure on the authorities.
Mass media.
I love mass media.
These people do not reply to you because they are coward, and they admit they are fake, and they are scammers. Here are some words that I do love, and I quoted from one famous Japanese astronaut.
Wait.
What?
Hold on a second. Some words that you love? Fucking.
From a Japanese astronaut?
Sure, fucking. They're very profound.
What's his name? Miso High?
You know, on the one hand, you deserve a really stupid, but on the other, that's pretty funny. Pretty good for on the spot, because there's no way you had a Japanese astronaut show. And there's no way that was ready to go. That was improv right there.
Yeah, that was.
Stupid comedy. Me so high. Love your soup. Hate your tofu. Anyway, exploring the unknown is something that we do by going into space, but there is much unknown territory on this planet as well. And now for some time for Damn It All Red. Mm. By venturing out beyond our comfort zone, be it a new school, your first job, a new way of looking at your problem, you become an explorer. The first steps are always hard, but after a while, you won't be able to live without that experience anymore.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's kind of like, ladies, it's kind of like giving your first blowjob. You're a little unsure of yourself, and you're not really jazzed out about it. But once you get...
Well, not jazzed out.
Jazzed, did you say?
I said jazzed. You're not so excited about what you're about to, about this new adventure. But then after you've boldly gone where you've never gone before, and you taste freedom.
Which is a little salty.
It might bring a tear to your eye if not done properly. But you'll learn. Once you experience this the first time, or the second, or third, or fourth, pretty soon you can't imagine living life with Andy. Or at least he can't.
No, so. Yeah, right. You're not... There's no way you're ever going back.
No, so I'm much like a Japanese astronaut.
I said, you know what?
As opposed to me so high, me so horny. Whatever, Joe.
Leave it to you.
Yeah, leave it to
this
me.
This is where it goes.
Somebody should get it out of my system 2 hours of yuck enemy.
Yeah, you're really getting out all the poison, aren't you?
I'm going to need your hands. I need to release the poison.
He's such a horrible person. He's got to get it all, because he can't contain himself. So he's thinking, all right, now's my chance.
Sure.
Before we go 2 hours of nicety nice.
Sure, like before you're going to become a priest, you have an orgy.
Of course you
would. I think that's what you do.
You know, people, once the shows get rolling, people are going to go, you know, he's such a nice boy the way he talks.
We hope.
You know, I want to hear one of the podcasts. You know, maybe get the full 3 hours. It's like when people see Saget thinking he's that sweet guy from Full House.
Yeah, well, like that.
You know, everybody says those Jews from New York are so sarcastic, but he's so nice. Yeah.
That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah, that's what, yeah, they won't know.
Well, if done properly.
They'll have no idea.
Well, I mean, this will be a rude awakening.
Yeah, they'll listen. They'll go back and listen to old shows on the internet.
That's exactly what they'll say.
You know, ladies, it's like, you know, when you're expecting a little surprise and then he unfurls and it's 9 to 10 inches and you're like, yeah.
Now, this is not what I was expecting, but it's good.
Where the hell do you think that's going?
It's
like
good.
Every programmer said to us.
Sure, it's going to hurt a little, but it's good.
It's good.
I'm not going to jump on my high horse because if I heard, I'd be like.
Yeah, Pat, don't reach too
hard. I am a creep. I mean, stupid is right, but, you know.
Patting yourself on the back. Yeah. Yeah.
Put that on the promo. Yeah. I am a creep and stupid is right.
You're not supposed to make a scream before you even
every
start.
Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah, we also have. Yeah, this is going to be fun too because this is like a Sunday morning.
Well, they might air it at different times. I don't know. I think Richmond it airs at like 7 p.m. on Sunday.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Like having
give
Iron Maiden
time.
On the easy listening station.
Well, I mean, sorry, these stations also like play the vitriol that is Hannity and Rush. Yeah. So they're all used to horrible talk. It's just not all directed at one party this time.
Right.
It's directed at you.
From the bottoms of our souls. Sure.
Enthusiasm, courage, and belief in one's capabilities are the most effective fuel mixture that will get you there.
Hold on a second. We're going back to the blowjob. Enthusiasm and courage?
Often.
Yeah.
And a good mixture.
Yeah, good mixture.
You gotta watch what you eat, Joe. But they say they say pineapples are good. It makes it sweet.
Hmm.
Heard that someplace.
Yeah, I heard that someplace, too.
So, Joe, eat some pineapples. Dole's your friend. Not the former candidate. He might be, too.
I'm Bob Dole. I believe Joe should be eating pineapples. Make things tasty. This is Bob Dole.
Just remember, all the girls sing, a Dole banana is a great banana.
This is Bob Dole. We went a little too far on that. This is Bob Dole, and I support this message.
Never forget.
He just looks like, oh, God.
Never forget that each and every one is
a daffodil.
A special snowflake.
Unique.
Ah.
Same thing.
Yes.
Life needs to be a balance of professional commitment, leisure, sports, and quality time with the family and friends.
That's very specific.
Not on my schedule.
It is imperative that you communicate well with the people around you, Joe.
Guilty.
Tolerance, Joe. Mutual respect, Joe. Will help avoid small and big wars. Value others for their strengths. Team up and never hesitate to ask for help when you need it. I do, but they go, I'm busy. Can't. By Kawachu Wakata, JAXA astronaut.
JAXA?
Japanese. Extraterrestrial. I don't know what the hell the X stands for.
JAXA.
JAXA. Yeah, it's a JAXA astronaut.
Oh, okay.
Not really familiar with their astronauts, but no. I'm not really familiar with our astronauts. Right. Unless they're blowing up, I don't know their names. Or landing on the moon.
True.
Those are the two ways I know you. You die or you land on the moon.
Otherwise,
That's nice. You were in space. That's pretty cool.
So.
But did you listen to the show?
That's all you're interested
in. I respond. It appears that you are starting to see what these people for... See these people for what they really are. That is good. Most victims never see justice. A few do when working through the proper channels. The first step to getting justice is to know the real names of the people behind the fake names and stories. Unfortunately, I do not have any real names or real locations for these people. We just have their lies. Countries like Germany and Australia are starting to pay more attention to these crimes and make the public aware. Sadly, my country, USA! Yeah. USA! is behind in doing this. Damn it, Obama. I'm working on it, but it's a long struggle with setbacks and frustrations. I will continue to reveal your story on my show. Mr. Tavin!
Oh, there you go.
Was that five?
Five.
Five.
I guess that James H. Miller and Parker Green and other people block you out. Yes, like a rebound. You must find the ways to expose them and let the authorities do something true. Please, do it fast. And I'm going to send facts to the Interpol tomorrow. By the way, Eric Board does not track my browser after I found the truth. Now the link is back to normal. Thank goodness.
Oh,
this
boy.
Is Eric Bohr's work. See the link, and that's a good link. Mr. Tavin!
Oh, wow, six. She's going bullshit with him today.
After reporting your crime, the link is this. Another proper link. You can see Eric Bohr does not do anything now. That's what I see. So-called...
Eric Bohr? Idiot Melvin Santos?
I'm going to go with Idiot Melvin Santos.
Idiot Melvin Santos.
Fake Interpol Eric Bohr.
Oh, I had Eric Bohr.
You blew it,
stupid,
lady.
I know, I did.
You make me have no choices because you lie. Number
usually
one.
Like that.
Number one. You said that you called my company, but my company said that they never got any facts from you. You are a...
fucking liar.
Fucking asshole.
Completely inept with fax machines. No. You are a fucking liar. Number two. Interpol denied you because Interpol cannot contact the victims directly, but the police only. You are a...
fucking asshole.
Yes.
You're both correct.
Yes! Number one fucking asshole.
Be on my business cards. It's going to be...
don't brag.
It's going to be on my divorce papers.
Signed, number one fucking asshole.
Yeah, but that implies that somebody else has to sign his number two.
I don't think you'd argue with that.
No.
Number three. You ask the victims to pay for the fee, so you break the law. Number four. I will send the facts to the Interpol to expose you, because I collect the true evidence from the other two victims. I will let you have no way out. I remember that the Interpol froze your account once. You make me sick because you are a
fucking liar.
Fucking asshole.
Pip, you win.
Yay.
I am telling the truth, and this is why I consulted you. Number five. Shame on Brown Cotton, because he threatened me a lot after he made mistakes. We read it. Very entertaining.
It's just Brown Cotton holding his head down in shame.
I know, oh, really.
Shame. Oh, shucks.
Shame
shuffling
on
his feet.
Shame on Brown Cotton. Shame.
He is...
fucking liar. Asshole.
Very idiot.
Very idiot.
He is very idiot.
Oh,
he is very idiot.
He is very idiot.
Had I known that was coming, that would have been one of the
That's
guesses.
A great
That's
phrase.
Great.
You're very idiot. You're very idiot.
Now you know for the future. He is very idiot because he told me that is the only route left from North Korea to Japan. How stupid he is. North Korea is a mafia country. And
Yeah, sure.
Gandolfini is going, we never made a show there. What are you talking
North Korea, he said.
It was a mafia country.
freaking South Korea is looking over the thing.
They're going to get made any day now.
You know, we're over here minding our own fucking business on the DMZ.
North Korea is a mafia country, and he brought the gold bars from there and wasted time and money. He never admits his fucking idiot mistakes. That green also threatened me, and so does James H. Miller. Who is a fucking liar? I'll tell you one thing. Jennifer Green is a bitch who lies to me.
She's also like a daughter to you.
Sure.
Yeah.
Then she must be a daughter because she lies.
I'll tell you what.
This is why I must expose the truth. I am going to use mass media to pull out all of you.
She's an asshole.
That's not one of the guesses.
She is an asshole.
I am going to use mass media to pull out all of you. I don't know if it's like a gangbang. I don't know if she's like a little lion that's got some thorns in her paw. I don't know what she means.
There's something stuck in her.
I'll tell you one thing.
Is it common sense?
No. I'll tell you one thing, though. You will get punishment before I die.
Oh, really?
Sure, that's what she says. This mail is the order from the idiot Melvin Santos, who calls himself Doctor. This makes me feel sick. And this mail is not written by him, but by you. I majored in linguistics, and I can speak five languages.
None of them well.
No. No. But you are an asshole.
Yeah, she dabbles in them.
Sure. This is from Dr. Melvin Santos.
Yeah, the good doctor.
We have not responded to your email since the over 120 days now. It's due to the investigation that we are taking to protect you and your funds. Your funds are well intact. Your funds are in Malaysia, which was moved to the Hung Leong Bank. Your response is highly needed, so you can send your account details for your funds to be transferred into your bank account in Japan. Thanks, because there's no time for spell checks. Thanks.
Well,
Thanks.
But wait, your response is highly needed.
Highly needed. Dr. Santos. Thanks, Dr. Santos.
Thanks.
Mr. Devin!
Wow, biting the ass off the moon on this.
Please tell the chief the truth about this. It is me who reports many criminals to the authorities, and they do not help the victims, but ask the victims to pay and pay. Please see the truth from my mails. This is fucking idiot Melvin Santos, who eats the money from the victims. Nom, 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 nom. See the truth. This is the truth I was fighting for. This so-called Melvin Santos uses me and uses my source, giving the speech at UN conference, according to Green saying, well, yeah, Green's pulling shit out of his ass.
Yeah.
I can tell you Dr. Melvin Santos never spoke in front of the UN.
About her case, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, UN General Assembly, so-called Dr. Melvin Santos.
Decorum.
No, 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 no.
Oh, my God.
And you see, you always have that plaque, so-called Tucker.
It's quite the long plaque he's got.
Well, you know, that's his name.
You see, there's a beat where they all get it translated and they look at each other.
Yeah.
Even the sign language is like, what?
So-called, but who the fuck is this?
Yeah,
well,
it's just shrugs.
Shrugs. So-called Dr. Melvin Santos.
I'll tell you another thing. Yeah, of course you do.
General Assembly.
You're a little piggy. I was going to let it go, but you called attention. Now, if you can do a spit take and have some seltzer water come out of the flab on your lapel, we can move on. Of course not. And now we're going to have to dry off the chair. Anyway. Because somebody hasn't been giggling. Anywho.
Boy, usually you... You only usually laugh like that when you're trying to read the sponsor on drinks.
No, Joe, that's only when they're here.
Yeah, what are you doing? Yeah, right, yeah, yeah. Sorry, there's no sponsor here and a read for you to do. Show where their money's going.
Yeah.
When we spent like a half an hour talking about nothing but schlongs, and all of a sudden I'm doing a read about luscious meats, you guys can just go fuck yourselves. It was impossible.
Well, if I had a luscious schlong, I most certainly would.
Yes. And I'd never leave the house.
A luscious schlong just parting its foreskin to the side because it's so luscious.
It's so luscious.
Just laying there like Brad Pitt.
Yeah. I've never seen a schlong with six-pack before, but that's nice.
Got a veiny six-pack.
Can you part your balls, luscious schlong? Yeah,
Flex your balls. Flex your balls.
Wow, look at them. They go up like pecs.
Look, he's making them bounce like muscles. Dun, 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 dun. I think I'm doing the rumba right now. Dun,
why does my have chin have black and blues? Have you seen the muscles on those balls?
Look, he's got a tattoo of a Hawaiian lady on it, and he's making it dance.
Pardon us, folks. We have to be clean in 20 minutes. All right. Thank you,
Gag. Work this out of the system.
Right.
A cock.
A gag.
Slong.
Fucking terrible.
I'm not even like doing like the not, like oh you're listening to this that the other thing or to call in because I'm gonna be doing 7 minute fucking segments.
I know. You don't want people to know.
I love the way he looks at me like we're gonna try an idea Joe came up with. I don't.
This is your fault. Saying we should try to be better.
He's been adamant about it. Talked to me and Pip 3 times, and we're gonna try it tonight. No, it's not. The way he looks at me.
Joe wanting the show to have a future. Fuck you, Joe. Thinking we can be better than we can.
Trying to push ourselves to the next level. Shame on you.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. Yeah. So-called co-host Joe Curry.
Get a funny feeling when we're looking on the website. Really? He put it on there? Really? Really?
That'll be my next blog.
And because of the guys I know that do our websites, probably going to be another 2 years before it's off.
If we're lucky. Same thing with the rap song. Anyway.
Oh, that's why it's been scratched.
Yeah. We had a Trump rap ready to go. It sounds pretty. Even the wife fucking liked the rough draft of it.
Right.
Like her. She's like, wow, this is good. And you know the wife fucking hates everything I do.
Yes.
Usually herself. There's a lot of self-loathing because occasionally I do her.
It's like, oh, no, not that again. Ugh,
again? That's not very luscious at all. But I'll tell you this. It is me who reports many criminals to the authorities, and they do not help the victims, but I ask the victims to pay and pay. Please see the truth for my mails.
That's her?
Read her.
That's her. Can you just read that one more time, please?
Sure. It is me who reports many criminals to the authorities, and they do not help the victims.
Right. Because they're scammers, stupid!
You're not reporting it to the authorities. You're talking to the scammers.
Oh, Joe and Pip semantics. Please see the truth for my mails. This is fucking idiot Melvin Santos, who eats the money from the victims. See the truth.
Eats the money.
This is the truth that I was fighting for. This so-called Melvin Santos uses me and uses my source, giving the speech at UN conference, according to Greenstein.
Speech at the UN. You're as dumb as they come, lady.
And we've seen dumb.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
This fucking idiot Melvin eats the money with Brown Cotton and Eric Bohr. It's like they went out for lunch.
Yeah.
Nom, 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 nom.
I'll take the funds.
With
I like the funds. With hold off on the bullshit. I don't think we need it today.
The funds come with fries.
Yeah.
I guess Brown Cotton maybe want to do this kind of business. Who knows his motif?
His motif.
His motif.
M-O-T-I-F.
Motif. Yeah, she was going for motif. Didn't quite get there.
Motif.
It's a language. Listen, she's better at English than I would be at Japanese.
Yeah.
I'd be like sushi and miso high. I saw an asshole say that once. I thought that was real. He is a fucking mafia, and this is why I insulted him. He's a liar. Please see the lies, too. I do, baby.
He told me he is the CID. This makes me puke.
That's like when you get compliments after a show, does the same thing to me.
You would think with all the compliments and all the puking, you'd be a lot slimmer.
Oh.
Eat up, stupid. Have some more coffee with some extra sugar.
It's going to be spit on you, not at him, because I'm just...
Don't get it on my luscious cock. I don't like that.
I was taking a sip on
that. Ooh, sticky. Yeah.
You made it sexy. Pip's bringing sexy back.
A little.
He told me he's the CID down with OPP, and you know me. This makes me... This makes me puke. I never worked for FBI, and I never get paid from FBI. And he is shameful saying I am under FBI.
Which FBI are you under?
I don't know. He's shameful saying I'm under FBI. Shame, 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 shame.
Yes.
And that's where we'll stop.
Oh,
shames have been delegated.
Yes, they have been metered out.
There's plenty more to do, but there's cleaner radio ahead. So, Pip, if you could give us the totals, dear.
Okay, well, now there was a rousing amount of Mr. Davins. Seven. Rousing.
Were you aroused by it?
Yes, all that Mr. Davin.
Sure.
Fanning self. Seven Mr. Davins. Mm. The only one that came close was me, and I said five. There was one fucking asshole.
Well, usually more than that in the day.
So there were two that said two. Lisa and Joe's girl, but everybody was really thinking there would be a lot more fucking assholes tonight.
Yeah.
And you know what? We all voted at least one through four ball-busting blues, and there was no ball-busting blue tonight.
You know, I don't know. Let's see. I got...
Did you have any?
No. What I'm saying is I got, like, six pages of dialogue.
Okay.
Did we do it now and go extra long to get the... Or no. What do you think?
No, I think we should finish that the next time.
I'll finish that the next time.
Yeah. So we have no winners this week.
Oh, we're all winners, kid.
Yeah, we're all winners because we got to listen to
that. That's the first time we went through this segment, because by the time we get through this segment at night, I am, like, so tired.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Fucking fake it, stupid. It's our second show on Terrestrial is going to be our third segment tonight.
I shall do that. I'm just saying. I always do a good job faking it.
Well, if it looks like...
Get inspiration from your lady. She knows how to fake it. Why can't you?
If it looks...
No,
like
no. It's luscious. Like your hair.
If he looks like he's faking, I'll just pinch his Brad Pitt, and he'll be wide awake.
Now I'm with you.
She's your friend. Let's thank some folks for letting this happen.
Yes.
All right. Well, of course, we want to thank Family Martial Arts. This is Russ's last week of owning the joint.
Mm. Oh, wow.
So Russ said he's going to sponsor us, but I don't know. I don't know what exactly he's going to sponsor. I mean, I know he would continue doing with his company that he works at the way we go, but I don't know if that'll work for him. Then I got to see Family Art Martial Arts under the new ownership wants to continue sponsoring.
Right.
So this might be the last time I do a Family Martial Arts read.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah. But, you know, it is great for learning karate and self-defense, and they're perfect to you together as a family or by yourself. I can attest to this because my daughter got her black belt this week.
Amazing.
I saw the pictures. Very good.
Yeah. Congratulations, Dad.
I just drove her.
Was that on her birthday?
It was on her birthday.
That's good. She's never going to forget that.
No. Well, no. Unless when she gets Alzheimer's, I'm sure. No. But until then.
They'll have that knock by that time.
I hope.
Yeah.
Hope so. But yeah, 9 years old, she got her black belt. That's pretty kick-ass.
That's, yeah.
It literally is.
She did she did three board breaks, one with her hand, which was a speed chop, where you hold it in one hand and you have to slice it in half with a karate chop in the other, going horizontally.
Holy heck.
She did two board breaks with kicks. Mm-hmm. And she's got a hard kick. Like, I told her this week, I go, if you ever get in a fight,
mm-hmm.
and not playing with your friends, and somebody wants to hurt you, you kick like you do in karate.
Yeah. Because
you will break a jaw.
Yeah. Wow.
Because she kicked like cement now. Like, when she goes, you just hear clonk.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah. So some boys' testes are going to smile.
Oh, you won't see them no more.
No?
Yeah.
No, they won't be luscious. And then she did a board break with her palm strike, which we did with Russ.
Right.
At the old compound.
A palm strike?
Right.
What do you mean, palm
like
down?
Palm down, you go all the way through, like
wow,
in the form he told us.
I even forgot he was there that we did that show.
Yeah, right. So you can hear Anthony laughing in the background as I almost break my hand.
Oh, that was me too.
Yeah, his was the loudest. Yeah. You were in the same room as me. He was watching on the video monitor from the studio.
Crying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
I
man.
Almost did.
Yeah.
So Family Martial Arts really is the dojo for you. It's a great place. If you want to learn more, call 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or check them out at FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com.
Goldberg's Famous Bagels and kosher-style deli of Chester, New York, brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel, as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and kosher-style deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials, like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy, or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and kosher-style deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg delivers every time. They're open 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of Davin's Den, you get 10% off.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that just has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. And Portobello Banquets always host the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidespinning Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Great show coming up on October 30th, starring Eddie Clark, as seen on The Orange is the New Black. Great show. Will be a great TV show and a great show to see. Why am I rambling? Don't, but check
that's
out.
That's what you do. That's your hook.
But nonetheless, my friends, Portobello has everything to offer you at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. That is PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Side-splitting productions. If you guys need a comedian, impersonator, murder mystery, are going to be doing some of that stuff. Got a lot of good stuff coming up. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com, sidesplittingproductions.com, or give us a call at 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. We have all of your entertainment needs covered. Really, just call. Email. Smoke signal. I won't respond to that.
Send a fax.
Send a fax. And hopefully you'll do better than Ann.
Knock on the front door at 4 a.m.
Sure, that worked, too. He won't scare the bejesus out of anybody. Pip, where will Mr. Helix be this week?
Mr. Helix will be playing with his band Johnny and the Alimonies on Friday night, October 30th, at the Pie Man in, Valley Cottage, New York, on Route 303. They'll be starting about 9 o'clock. Come out and see them.
Sure, Joe. I know you got a busy week.
Yes, I'll be at I'll be at Uncle Vinny's tomorrow night, Wednesday. 1-877 Uncle-VIN for reservations. That's down in Point Pleasant. Thursday, I will be at my other home club, Governors in Levittown. Go to govs.com for tickets. And Saturday, I will be up in Chester's up here in Chester, New York. Check my website out or check Joe Curry Nation on that. And I should have the info up there. I don't have the number because my phone won't upload. So there you go.
I'll tell you what, you are as smooth as sandpaper. You are. Get the stumbles out of your system now, stupid. Joe's like staring at his phone. Why won't you work? Phone staring at his mouth. Why won't you work? It's a stalemate. Friday and Saturday, October 23rd and 24th, I'll be at one of my favorite clubs, the Comedy Works, in Bristol, Pennsylvania. It was a good time there. For tickets, call 215-741-1661, 215-741-1661. Come see me at the Comedy Works in Bristol. And Friday, Sidesplitting Productions presents live comedy in Greenwood Lake, New York at the Emerald Point. Great place. Limited seating. Starring Dennis Ross, John Ivorone, and Mike Adams. For tickets for that event, call 845 845- 877-2225. 845-477-2225. All right, so here's what we're going to do now. You're going to hear us taking breaks, and you are going to hear us say goodbye after a segment. But that is not what we're going to say goodbye, because we have another show we have to do afterwards, because it's like the old, back when the WWE was the WWF. You know how they had the Saturday morning shows that you, like, turned on, and it was, like, on the USA Network?
Mm-hmm.
And they would, like, film three of those at one time.
Oh,
so it's kind of like what we're doing with two.
Oh,
So the people listening, like, on the syndication, they think it's all, like, live and happening now. But you know, because you're at the event now, not so much. So don't go anywhere. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back with our maiden voyage of syndicated fucking radio.
God help us. TuneIn.com. HawkRadio.net. You can also listen to replays of the show every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on RainRockRadio.com and TalkSuperStation.com on Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. You'll find all of our shows, plus customized highlights of us scamming the scammers, going back to the very beginning of our interactions with our African friends. Go to iHeart.com and search Davin's Den. The Indie Authority also has apps so you can listen live on your mobile devices. Platforms include BlackBerry, Android, and Apple. Also, you can download the TuneIn app on your Apple or Android device and search for Davin's Den. You can download previous shows from the following places: DavinComedy.com, DavinsDen.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes, the Android app, iHeartRadio, RuthlessRadio.fm, TuneIn.com. iHeart can only be heard in the U.S.